Years ago, I used to go out here and saw logs. I had a friend down in Oklahoma City that had a fireplace. I'd take him down and load the logs and cut them about 2 feet long, you know. And sometimes they're a foot and a half thick, you know, take him down and load for, give them some Christmas presents, you know. They liked them to a fireplace set by an easing, you know.
Oh, boy, yes.
Now, back in Illinois, in 1902, I was working for a shucking corn on a farm. The man had 12 kids, and they had a fireplace, and they'd sit around them fireplace for nights, you know. That's all the light they'd have, sat around that old fireplace, you know.
Oh. And watch the flames?
Watch the flames, you know. And visit, you know.
Makes you sleepy in a hurry, doesn't it?
I kind of amused that they had 12 children, there's two of us hard hands, you know. And the old gentleman was quite religious. And when he'd be turning things up one end of the table, the children would be playing down the other end. You think 12 children.
Yes.
And those two hard men, and them, the sick man, made 16 of us. We had bunks we slept in outside, you know, a little house we slept in, you know, bunks in it.
Good thing they had 12 children and had enough help.
Yeah. Them little kids, you know, would be out there feeding them hogs over daylight. That's the little twins, little boys, 6, 7 years old. They'd be out in the little wagon to haul and feeding them hogs. And every fella had his own horses at the stable. So many horses worked on a plow, say 3 or 4, you know, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And he just took care of his own horses. Mm. Stabled them and took care of them, and he worked them on a plow.
Had the children well trained.
Oh, yes, they had them children. Each one had his own chores.
That's good, I think. Let them know what their duties are.
See, they fed lots of cattle, you know, and had lots of chores around. Had corn cribs scattered all around, you know. Mm-hmm. I'd haul corn for a week at a time. Haul 2 loads a day, and I'd get out early, and we dumped the ear corn right in the, which is new yet, I guess, in the elevator, you know. Mm-hmm. And if we got home at 3 o'clock, though, the last load of corn, we had the rest of the day off. We get up and go at 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes without our breakfast, just to get, they haul one another, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hurry it up and get the job done.
Get back. Uh-huh. When we get home that night, we'd have lunch, and that's all it was done today, you know.
Now, you mentioned the elevator. Was this in town?
In town, yeah. Uh-huh. We was about 7 miles out.
Mm-hmm. If the door were open here and you didn't want it open, what would you tell me?
Close the door. Please close the door. The early days, they all said, shut the door.
Did I ask you about weather boards on a house?
I don't know you asked, but we all had weather boards on these stockaded houses, you know.
They were up and down?
Yeah, we covered up the crack. Uh-huh. We call that batten.
Uh-huh. Before you got plumbing in your house, what did you call the little building out in back?
Well, we had smoke out back.
No, before you had plumbing, before you had a bathroom.
Oh, we called it the privy.
Privy, this was the common term?
That's the common terms.
Uh-huh. Still see quite a few of those around.
Yep.
In some places. Ask you how you shaved in the early days, what you used?
Well, we used the old straight razor.
Uh-huh. And with that, you had to have what equipment?
We had to have a mug and a brush, you know. Uh-huh. And shaving soap. Of course, you used most any kind of soap to get a little lather, you know, put on.
Yeah.
But boy, them old razors, some of them wouldn't hold edge, you know, some of them hold edge good, you know, and some of them wouldn't. They sure scratch their face up. Uh-huh.
Well, that's true. I guess there's just no such thing as a cheap razor.
You know, I was dead to them days. Dad always used a razor strap. That's what he licked us with, razor strap mostly. That'd be the switch that didn't hurt as bad, you know.
Uh-huh.
I had an old razor strap up here about a year ago. I gave it to somebody just for a souvenir, you know.
Uh-huh. Sort of reminder for the children, too, maybe. Uh, would your mother say to you in the morning if, well, let's say you fell in a pond and got all wet and came home, took off your clothes, and she got some clean ones for you, and she gave them to you, she say?
Well, what? Don't catch you doing this anymore, or something like that. Can't figure it out now. And them kids, we'd go in holes of water where they had water moccasins and everything, going and swimming in there. Never paid no attention to it.
Never bothered you, huh?
No, never happened to get bit.